Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Jesse Rich. Honored, delighted, and glad you tuned in today. Let's turn our Bibles over to Romans chapter 8. Now, yesterday we talked about praying in the Spirit and the benefits of praying in tongues, which is praying in the Spirit or praying in the Holy Ghost. Remember we read there in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, here in Romans chapter 8, the Scripture says here, in verse 26 through 28, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us, groanings cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth hearts, knoweth the mind and spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for them who love God, to them who are called, who are the called according to his purpose. Now, how are we going to get everything work out for our good, especially the mistakes we made? Well, one way is praying in the Spirit. You know, you come in a situation. I remember one time I went to this place of business and they put this, you know, full court pressure on me to join up, and they're going to charge my credit card. So while I'm there, I'm with somebody else and kind of getting influenced by them and the pressure of the salespeople too. And I just sensed in my heart I shouldn't do this, but I went ahead and caved and did it. Well, so they run it through and they said, hey, no problem. You signed it. You don't want this. What is credit back to you? And at the time, you know, it was a significant amount of money for me. So anyway, so I get home, and, you know, that day or that night, you know, when you get kind of quiet, I know in my heart I just miss God. Now over here, and let's go over here in Romans 8. Go over here to Romans chapter 12. Now the Scripture says here in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, there's God's acceptable will. You know, he'll let you do what you want to do. He'll let you marry someone you want to marry, buy a car you want to buy, go where you want to go, whenever you want to go. But there is God's perfect will. You'll know that, you know. You'll see there in the apostle's life, or Apostle Paul, you know, that the Holy Ghost forbid him to go to Asia. Well, it wasn't that God didn't want of Asia to have the gospel. It just wasn't God's will for Paul to go. Now, he could have overrode that, but maybe had something like, you know, a Jonah trip. There's God's will, and in God's will is divine protection. Now, God loves us. He's never going to hurt us, cause any harm to us. But he knows everything. He's our Father. So what he does is he leads us by his word and by an inward witness. Well, I got this inward witness not to do this. But, you know, I caved in. So then I called the place. This happened like on Friday and Monday, and told them, you know, I was going to cancel this. They told me I could, and they're going to credit back my credit card. Well, every month, you know, when I got my credit card statement, I looked in there, and it'd be credited back and then added back. Debits and credits each month. They took it off and then put it back. This went on for 11 months, I think. Well, I'm calling the credit card company up, calling the place up, and just really getting in the flesh. Now I'm not even a good witness. So then I realized, you know, this is just me trying to work this problem out. I need God's help. I haven't been trusting him to work it out. I've just been worrying about it, fretting about it, stressed out about it. And yet, you know, I knew scripture like cast all your cares upon the Lord. Like, you know, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Well, you know, that's important to cast all of our cares upon the Lord. But, you know, I didn't do that. I mean, maybe I went through the motions, but I really didn't do it. So I realized I need to start praying the Spirit. So I spent the next month praying, putting extra time praying the Spirit. Not praying the Spirit probably every day. I'm sure I did, but anyway, so I put extra time in. I need God's help, and I need this thing to work out for my good. I mean, the devil's really trying to harass me over it. And many situations in my ministry and Christian life that's happened like this, I could just sense, you know, this is all me in the flesh trying to get this resolved, and I don't have the Spirit of God helping me in it. And you'll know in your spirit. I mean, you know, as a kid, you know, teenager, we used to move furniture. And, you know, sometimes we'd be joking around with the other guy, we're moving like a piano or a refrigerator or something, you know. So it's going to be real heavy. So I'd act like I was lifting. The other guy's really straining out. Or maybe he'd be fooling around with me and he'd act like he was lifting. And I'd be really taking a strain. So we'd say to one another, hey, you know, come on, do your part, pick up, let's go. Well, the Holy Spirit's in our life to help us to pray about things we don't know and things we do know. How are we going to do this? by just simply grabbing hold of God's word and doing what the word of God says to do. See, this is part of what James, remember I talked about that a little bit yesterday in James chapter 1, verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. See, we can hear the greatest Bible teachers there is, faith teachers, healing teachers, you know, whatever it is, even ministering the word of God to us. And we need to. God put them in a church for the body of Christ to build us up. You know, the minister could be anointed to teach on prosperity. And that's just, they nail it when they do that. Or they're teaching on the grace of God or mercy of God or divine healing or all of it together. Well, you see, now we listen to these messages, but we also need to do it. And part of doing the word of God is casting your care upon the Lord and praying these things through till they manifest in your life. Now, once you pray the prayer of faith, you believe you receive it, and it's done in Jesus' name. But there are situations in your life that comes up that's like a mess. And you know what in the world am I going to do? You're going to pray in the Spirit until this whole thing works out, till it dissolves like a snowball in the summertime. And you can sense in your spirit that when you haven't been praying enough. You can sense your spirit when it's kind of just all you and works and labor, worrying about it, stressed out about it, frustrated about it. So we read there yesterday, you know, from Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11 and 12, that when we pray in spirit, well, what does that do? That gives us rest. That gives us refreshing. I mean, your mind be going all over the place, you know, bouncing around like a ping pong ball, and wants to worry about something, you know, real bad about this. But as you're praying in the spirit, it's going to help you get this thing like that you're faced with, like what I was faced with, and many are, you know, many incidents after that, maybe hundreds after that, probably thousands that I need God to help me out. And just praying in the Spirit when I didn't know what else to do. Thank God for the prayer of faith. Thank God for the prayer of agreement. But oftentimes you just know you need that more power in your spirit. Remember Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 said, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. So many times people jump out and pray the prayer of agreement. At least they're sincere about it. They're going to God trying to get help. But their spirit man is way too weak to believe God for this. They haven't taken time to feed on the word and pray in the spirit. And we have to do both of them. Remember Jesus said in John chapter 15, and this is where the work comes in. Because see, flesh don't want to do this. Flesh wants you to quickly pray and agree about it and everything's going to be okay. And praise God for that. But there's also times that every day we got to put time in the word. So Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, shall be done unto you. Well, praying the Spirit and spending time in the Word, it's precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. As we put time in God's Word and pray in the Spirit, we'll be much more effective at hearing from God about what He wants us to do. See, as the church, as individual believers, we need to be led by an inward witness. Now, everybody has an opinion about what you and I should do. But what does God want us to do? Because we individually got to live with the consequences of the decisions we make. And many times your Christian friends will talk you out of doing what God had already told you to do. They may mean well, or they just could be ignorant, or maybe they're just trying to control you. But see, I listened to other people and filled out that application and let them run through the charge. And went through all that aggravation for all those dear months to try to rob me of my peace, and did a pretty good job of taking my peace and joy. And just worrying over something that was ridiculous. I mean, nothing's worth worrying over anyway. You know, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let be afraid. Well, I was troubled and I was afraid. See, I'm hearing the word, preaching the word, but not doing it. Well, I had to make that correction. God, forgive me, you know, in Jesus' name. I should have done what I knew in my spirit I was supposed to do. I allowed myself, you know, I didn't say this, but I allowed myself to listen to the people. They influenced me. It's my fault, not theirs. I need to yield what I had in my spirit. But thank God He got me out of it. And see, we'll learn by those situations. We won't be so quick to cave to peer pressure. What other people want us to do? So you know in your spirit, I mean, how many times they come to Paul, you know, and try to talk him out of going where he's supposed to go and tell him about all these problems that lies ahead of him. But he knew in his spirit he's supposed to go. Even when Peter tried to keep Jesus from doing what he was going to do. And Jesus said, get thee by me, Satan. Well, I mean, Jesus knew right away to resist this. I came down from heaven to do not, not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. Now, there's God's perfect will, and we all want to walk in that perfect will. So we want to be at the right place, at the right time, led by the Holy Spirit. Now, don't get in fear over it. You're going to make mistakes. God's bigger than our mistakes. But learn to go by the name of witness. See, many people died prematurely. Good-hearted people. Good Christians. Loved the Lord. Dearly saints. But they just knew in their spirit not to do something, just like I did. See, by the grace and mercy, it's only by the grace and mercy of God you and I are here today anyway. So we can't judge anyone. But we can learn by the wrong decisions we made. And we want to keep our heart tender before God. So we know in our spirit right away when God talks to us and wants us to do something. And we need to learn by this. He'll let us know what to do about this. I remember one time I had to get this legal paperwork done for the ministry. And so I went to the town hall and told them about what I need to do. And they direct you where you're supposed to go. And so I went to this office and just all brand new to me and told them about what I need. And they said, you file that. I'm going to make up months. You file that paperwork in July. So I came back, a few months later, and July came. And, supposed to be done, let's say, by the 15th or whatever. And I go in there, and talked about what to do, And so that's done at the end of the year in December. So I did that, went back in December, And I did this for 3 years. And one day, it just came to me. I've been praying in spirit about this whole situation. And the Lord let me know they weren't telling me the truth. They had no intention of doing this. And here's what to do. And it came to my heart. What individual send to the paperwork and what to do with it. So I called them up and asked if they could go to the town hall for me. They said, sure, I'll be right in a little bit. I'm going to take my lunch break from work and I'll be where. And so they came where I live, grabbed the paperwork, and they went in. And it just seemed like no time. It seemed to me like 5 minutes. But, I'm sure it was longer. Came back, and handed me the folder. I go, well, did you get it done? Yeah. They got to leave because they got to go back to work. I said, well, what'd they say? Nothing. They just signed it and filled it out. Well, see, now, for all that time, I'm fretting over this and wondering about it, and not thinking that people weren't telling me the truth. Just, for a couple years, I'm just thinking, wonder what's going on here. But see, in a moment's time, after I put some extra time praying in spirit, see, you may have put hours in it. Sure, the flesh didn't want to do it, but the rewards are great. And see, many things didn't work out for us for our good because we didn't pray in the Spirit. See, you can't take verse 28 out of its context of Romans chapter 8. Pray until you know in your spirit what you're supposed to do. See, if we're born again, we're supposed to be led by inward witness. We're not led by fleeces. We're not led by prophecy and visions and dreams if they don't bear witness with our spirit. See, as we the church, Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans chapter 5 teaches us to be led by that inward witness. You used to hear people say when they preach, how many's got the witness? You may the pastor had some plans of doing something with the church, and we're going to add on to it, or whatever, get a piano. How many's got the witness? You hear people say, amen. What'd that mean? They had the same thing in their spirit. They just waiting for the pastor to take lead, and now's the time to do it. All of us believers, we got to train ourselves to go by the inward witness. How's that going to happen? Well, praying the Spirit. Praying the Spirit is the doorway to the supernatural, to be used by God. Now, that doesn't mean we don't put time in the Word, because we do. Always put the Word first. But day and night, praying the Spirit. And while you're going places, while you're driving places, you can be praying the Spirit. This isn't something you just do at home or in church, wherever you go. I mean, if you can pray in English, you can pray in tongues anywhere. God gave this to you. It's not so frail that you're going to abuse it. No, it's powerful. It gives you boldness. It's what God gave the church. Look at the book of Acts, what they did with it. Just as a long time of praying the Spirit, Paul stood forth and would get direction from God. Jesus gave us this gift. He was going to leave, and he did. And he sent the Holy Spirit to be our helper, be our guide. If you haven't been praying the Spirit and you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, start praying the Spirit. Put extra time into it. We've got a CD offer entitled Feed Your Spirit Man Daily. For an offering of $10 or more to help the ministry out, we'll send it out to you. You can have your own hard copy. You want to just listen to it free, just get on our website at jesserichministries.com. Or you can write us and order it if you'd like to, or if you have a prayer request, you can email us or write us at Post Office Box 23-7170, New York, New York, 10023. Or call area code 212 501-7999. Enjoyed being with you. Till next time, it's Pastor Jesse Rich. Mind you, keep praying in spirit. And remember, Jesus is Lord, the glory of God the Father.